I mean, we all know he's very explosive, you know, from the line of scrimmage and also when he gets the ball in his hand. So I know we're excited about that. Also excited, you know, that he's going to be able to open the field more, you know. And guys can't really just focus on one person. So exciting about that as well. And, you know, it helps open up more opportunities for myself and Gary and other guys. So it's exciting.
Mm-hmm. What sort of development did you see in Cody throughout the season, and kind of what do you think of where he's headed?
I just think he's a poised player. I think he's very poised. He doesn't look at the rush, and it doesn't scare him, you know. So I think that's kind of what you want in a quarterback, a guy that's sitting there, know what he's going to get hit, and deliver the ball.
Hey, Charles, do you know Dez Bryant at all? Is he one of the guys you kind of studied
on? I didn't really watch him, but he's a great player. Great player.
How about Dak? I mean, do you still watch other quarterbacks like that? And if so, what do you think of how Dak is playing this year?
I think he's another guy that's a poised player, you know. He has a lot of help. A lot of players, you know, his defense has been playing well. He has Ezekiel Elliott. Arguably one of the best backs playing right now. So, and obviously he has a couple guys outside to throw to. So, he has some help, but he's making plays, and he made that overtime play. So, and he can move too. He can run. So, that's something we're going to have to keep our eyes on and watch that as well. And he's a good player. You got to be, you know, he can beat you with his legs, and you always got to fear that and know where he's at.
Did you know Zeke when he was at Ohio State?
No.
And then what stood out about him since he's been with the Cowboys?
I don't know. I just hear from, you know, what he's doing, and he's leading. I think he's leading the league. So, yeah. I mean, that speaks for itself, I think.
What makes Dallas' defense so tough?
I think they're sound defense. Good linebacker, Sean Lee. They're gonna miss those two guys that are out though. Claiborne is he's a decent player, and Church, he's like the heart of back there. So they're gonna miss those two guys. So I'd like to see how they're gonna play us when we get there. It may be the same, and it is what it is. Whatever they're gonna play, we'll be ready. But they're gonna miss those two guys. I don't think I need that. I don't need any more. What's the right way to say it? I don't need, for those two teams to make me want to have that success. I wake up feeling like I want that, so I don't need that. It doesn't do anything for me. You know, all I'm worried about is Cleveland Browns right now, and for us to win on Sunday. You know, and it's good for the town. It's good for the city. It's good for obviously Cleveland. For those two teams, you know, and I wish they would have pulled it off, but at the end of the day, it doesn't really do anything for us because we still have to battle and play on Sunday, and that does nothing for, you know, the other team. It doesn't stop the other team from coming after us and playing hard and all that. So we just got to handle our business, and everyone has to be on the same page in terms of wanting to compete at a high level, and that's where I'm at.
Outside of the final results, people are looking for silver linings and, you know, obviously with the youth on the team and whatnot. Besides the final results, what do you hope to accomplish over these final eight games, not just individually,
win them,
but from the team's standpoint?
Win them. Simple as that. I mean, just we're young. Who cares? They gotta grow up and play. You know, at the end of the day, I mean, this is the NFL, and it's a. I mean, just like how this game almost been taken from me, you know, it could be taken from anybody. And it's just because you're young, you need to be in your playbook. Not saying that they're not, but it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter that they're young. They're fresher, and let's go play. Let's go get this game. Let's get these games, this next game, next eight games. Let's put it together and go win, you know. And that's where we're at, you know. This youth stuff's over with, man. Like, they know that. And, you know, whoever's in there and they're a rookie or whatever, you know, you could argue and say I'm a rookie, you know, because I never played this position really. So but that doesn't do anything for me. I stay in the playbook. I work my butt off, and it doesn't matter. You know, it's the youth and the inexperience doesn't matter. It's just as long as you play hard and you win your individual battles, which is that's what football is, you know. obviously, and then collectively you win together. So you got to win your individual battles, which is very important. But youth should never. Obviously, we're young. Guys go in there and they make mistakes. You know, we all make mistakes, but we gotta put that stuff together and try to correct the errors before they happen. You know, and that starts with practice. You know, getting your mind ready to practice hard and getting in your playbook, not messing up in practice, and having to letting the coaches believe that we're ready to play. You know, that has a lot to do with play calling and stuff like that too, as well. So we got to show them that we're ready for it all. You know, and if they call play in practice, and we got to make it work. And if it doesn't work in practice, we're not to call it in the game. And it may be a good play, so we gotta stay on it and show the coaches that we can get it done. And I believe we can, but we're gonna have to come together and we gotta play four quarters. We play a half all the time, and I'm tired of it, and we're all tired of it. We gotta play a full game, and it's start Sunday. So looking forward to it, and I'm eager to get out there.
Even though you say you're almost like a rookie because you've never played this position, It seems like the other guys sort of look up to you as though you're a longtime veteran receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you're expected to play that role as the sort of veteran mentor receiver?
I mean, I try to help out, and, you know, obviously if I could give tips and stuff like that, and I try to give it to them, but, you know, I might just be because I'm a smooth talker. You know? But, I just really tell you the truth. I just try to stay in my own lane and just handle what I got to handle, you know. It's hard enough, but, you know, obviously there's guys that are younger and they need guidance in a way. So if they need it and they know they could come and ask, and if they need any questions answered, you know, I know the playbook and I know the plays and stuff like that. And it's different, you know, because I look at it from a different standpoint. So it has a lot to do with studying and just remembering formations before you get out there. And every week it's a new week, and you just got to remember what formation goes with this play. There's about 120 plays probably every time we put it in, every week game plan. So you just got to remember it. And as soon as the quarterback, like I said before, as soon as the quarterback says the formation, you should know the play. And that has to do with you taking your time to actually write it down a couple of times and then study it. And that's what it comes down to, you know. So, but I know guys are ready. You know, we had two solid practices. Tomorrow we have a big walkthrough, so I think we're ready, you know. And we just got to put the four quarters together and play with passion, detailed, and finish and play fast, and we got a chance.
How was the hamstring after today's practice?
Sore, it's been sore for three, four weeks now, you know. And that's not, I mean, everybody that ever had a hamstring knows that, you know. It's kind of like, sorry. It's kind of like, you know, you gotta play with it, you know. You know, I don't have any. I have a choice, obviously, but at the end of the day, you know, this is what I do. This is what we do. You know, sometimes you're not gonna feel all the way perfect. You know, Joe Thomas doesn't feel perfect all the time. You know, and guys like that, and that gotta inspire you in a way, and that inspires me. But I know, you know, there's certain things that, you know, I just gotta keep on staying. I stay after late and just keep on getting treatment. That's all I could do, and then hopefully my body, you know, agrees with me, and then it feels a lot better Sunday, you know, so I can play fast, very fast. So that's what I'm hoping for right now. That's where I'm at with it.
Has it gotten better since it happened, or is it just kind of stays the same?
Yeah. Especially on practice, you know, that's why some days you want to, yeah, coaches, you know, good to me, and they, you know, they're good to me, and they let me miss, you know, the practices, like these past 3 weeks, first, you know, like on Wednesdays, and let me miss those. And, you know, 3 weeks ago I missed both, really. So, you know, keeping it limited, you know. So, but that's not going to affect me on the game. You know, there's no excuses there. I'm going to be ready to play when it comes Sunday. So, you can take that to the bank.
Thank you.